Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Nedarim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichon, find Zivik Hagon, B'Karav Mamesh. Mishnah Ches tells us, Hafaras Nedarim, Kol Hayom. A father or husband are able to be made for Nedarim. That's allowed to be done the entire day that they heard the Neder. And Yesh B'Davar L'Hakel U'L'Hachmer, there's in this idea of Hafaras Nedarim, Kol Hayom, a Kula and a Chumra. Ketzad, how does that play out? So Nadra B'Leili Shabbos, let's say she made a neder on Leil Shabbos on Friday night, Yofer B'Leili Shabbos, Uviyama Shabbos Achetechshach. He could be made for that neder all of Friday night and all of Shabbos day, all the way until right before it gets dark. And it doesn't have to be that she made the neder Friday night, it could be that she made the neder any night of the week. The whole chiddush is that he's able to be made for a neder on Shabbos. However, Nadra Yom Chashecha, if she made a neder right before it got dark, so made for Achetechshach, he's only allowed to be made for until right before it gets dark. She'em Chashecha V'Lehefer, if it got dark and he wasn't made for it yet, in a Yachal HaFer, so he can't be made for the Neder anymore. And over here, we're clearly going with a Jewish or Halachic day, which starts in the night. So therefore, if she made the Neder in the night, he has almost 24 hours to be made for it. Whereas if she made the Neder right before the night, he might only have 5 minutes to be made for it. And that's our Kula and our Chumra. Moving on to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Ve'elu Nedarim Shu Mefer, these are the following Nedarim that the father or husband are able to be made for. Nedarim Shiyash Bahem Inui Nefesh, Nedarim that fit in the category of Inui Nefesh, which means that this Neder will cause pain or discomfort to her. Those are the only Nedarim that the husband or father are able to be made for. But if it doesn't have anything to do with Inui Nefesh, they're not able to be made for them. So now we have an example of what this means, Inui Nefesh. Im Erchatz, Vim Loi Erchatz. Im Eskashet, Vim Loi Eskashet. And the first time explained that we're actually talking about a Neder and a Shvua in these two different Lashonos. And we've learned previously that Neder is when a person assers something onto themselves. For example, when a person says, this meat is assur to me. Whereas a Shvua is the other way around. A person says, I am not allowed to eat this meat. And so the Im Erchatz over here, or the Im Eskashet, is a lashon of neder, and the v'imloy erchatz, v'imloy eskashet, is a lashon of shvua. So let's just focus on the erchatz, which means showering or bathing. This neder would be that she says, if I shower today, the hanah of showering is usher to me forever. And according to the Tanakama, that's a neder of inui nefesh, because not showering forever is obviously something that's going to cause pain and discomfort to somebody. And v'imloy erchatz is the shvua version of this. She simply says, I will not shower forever. And eskashet is the same thing, it just has to do with her putting on makeup and beautifying herself. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, these Nedarim aren't Inui Nefesh. And why is that? Because as we just explained, her Neder was, if I shower today, then the Anav showering is usher to me forever. Well, Rabbi Yossi holds, she should just control herself and not shower today, and then she won't have this usher of showering. And it's her fault if she doesn't control herself. But where we're holding currently right now, there's no Inui Nefesh to her because she's not usher from showering yet. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the father or husband are not able to be made for these Nedarim. If she makes an Elashon of Shvua, yes. But if she makes an Elashon of Neder, no. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis with more on Rabbi Yossi and on to Mishnah Gimel with more in general about what Neder of Inui Nefesh is. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.